Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, Susan and I will be there together because we're both nurses.
Terrific.
That's fabulous.
Do we have any idea, by the way, what the flu season is going to be like this year? Has anybody indicated, the Centers for Disease Control, or anybody indicated what kind of year it's going to
You
be?
know, th there's been talk that it's going to be a rough season this year, and we encourage people. My venue with when I'm talking to the customer is to make sure you get vaccinated, even if you feel like you're healthy, because you can have a strong immune system and you can pass it on to someone who isn't, who's compromised. And so herd immunity is the best way to protect.
I agree with Susan. We need everybody should get a flu shot. It's recommended for everybody age 6 months and older.
Is there any demographic particularly that should get the flu shot? I mean, you said everybody, but I mean older people, people who are around children more, are they more susceptible?
So, young children should get the flu shot, certainly seniors, but also anybody with a chronic illness should also get the shot. So, when it comes right down to it, everybody should get it.
Now, you guys are going to be with us then, so that
Yes.
the folks listening to us now that are going to be at our luncheon, okay, on Tuesday, they can get, all they have to do is have their ID. Their insurance will cover the cost, right?
That is correct, yes. So they need their ID and their insurance card.
Yep, and we have the buses equipped to take care of everything that they need. So we have the copier there, and we take care of it that end. The other neat exciting thing is I really feel healthcare providers really should get vaccinated. You're taking care of people who are compromised. And Touchpoints, I know who is very active with your radio station, is participating. We're doing employees with Hartford Healthcare at Home, and we're doing residents, and they're using FluBlock. So it's very exciting. It's the first big rehab center that we're doing.
What is the reason? I could never figure out the reason why people don't want to get it. But there's a woman that they're trying to put in prison because she would not have her son or daughter, I think, vaccinated.
Right.
I can't believe that.
I can't really speculate on what's in other people's minds, but there are some people who feel that vaccines have detrimental effects. I don't believe that. I myself, as a nurse, have given my kids vaccines since they were 3 years old, flu shots since they were three. I've had them for as long as I can remember. I had them when I was pregnant with the kids. It's safe. It's absolutely safe.
Now, there's been some fear, I guess, over the years that some people might be allergic to flu shots, though. Is that correct?
Some people can be allergic to a flu shot. One of the problems in the past had been the fact that people did have egg allergies. But now with FluBlock, since it's not created from egg, they can get it without any problem at all. There are certain other people who may be allergic to some component of the shot, and then they shouldn't get the shot.
You know what's a little humorous too, though. You say eggs, okay? Hey, look, we eat eggs every day.
We do.
How come we're okay? How come? But why the eggs? What is the difference with the eggs in former flu shots?
Well, I think that there, and this is my personal opinion, I think sometimes people may not have liked eggs and didn't take the flu shot, but there are people who really are allergic to it, and they couldn't even have it, say, an egg beat into a cake, and then they couldn't eat that. And those are the people who have gotten hives or something worse that really shouldn't have gotten that flu product with the egg in it. Again, now with FluBlock, takes that away.
Also, there's no antibiotics in it. Sometimes people have a sensitivity to antibiotics, so we cover that. And vegans love our product because it's egg-free, animal product-free.
Well, when you think about it, there are people who are allergic to a lot of things, gluten. I'm allergic to dairy, so peanuts, some people are allergic to. So why not eggs?
I just got your, I didn't know, you never told me that.
What?
You are allergic to peanuts?
No, I said people are, I'm allergic to dairy, but there are other people who are allergic to peanuts. if I had my choice, I'm glad I'm allergic to dairy because I love peanuts. I don't know what I would do if I was allergic
you
to peanuts.
You mean to tell me you wouldn't have been on my old television show, drink 3 glasses of milk every day?
Well, let's just say I would have been on your old television show for the first 5 minutes drinking a glass of milk, but the next 25 minutes I'd have been out of the studio.
I get it. Okay, it is 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock in the morning, and let's see just what the traffic is doing. And here she is. Here is our great traffic reporter, and she's with us every single morning.
Janelle,
hello.
Hello, guys, and thank you so much. And we have some traffic troubles now on 91 southbound to exit 23 in Rocky Hill. There's a disabled vehicle, so expect some slowdowns there. And also Route 6 westbound into Hyde Road. That is stop and go, extra heavy traffic there. And 84, some slowdowns eastbound, exit 46 out to 50. And a check of Route 2, you're going to hit some company between exits 4 out to exit 2. This report is brought to you by PETA. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com. I'm Janelle Crispin, back at 7:34 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
And thank you. And it's 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Say, by the way, we talk a great deal about the DeSopo family. And let me just say to you, my friends, the DeSopo Funeral Chapel has been providing premier funeral services for well over a century. Whether you're making funeral arrangements at the time or loss of a dear friend, wonderful people at DeSopo's are there to help you. DeSopo Funeral Chapels have received national distinction year after year and have been awarded the National Funeral Director's Pursuit of Excellence Emeritus Award, placing them, just think about this, placing them in the top 1% of funeral homes recognized for excellence. Now, many people who plan for retirement often include pre-planning for their funeral as part of their estate plan. The professionals at DeSopo's can explain the benefits of planning ahead. They'll guarantee prices to guard against future inflation, and they will honor pre-arrangements that may have been made with other funeral homes for those who wish to transfer them. DeSopo's offers services and benefits to veterans that are hard to match elsewhere. Stop by, see George DeSopo or any of the other pros at their Wethersfield or East Hartford locations. Online, absolutely. DeSopo.com, that is the website.
The Talk of Connecticut's and American Senior Benefits Luncheon Series returns. Join Brad Davis and Dan Lavallo Tuesday, October 10th from 11 to 2 at Farmington Gardens. With flu season and the enrollment period of Medicare upon us, Brad and Dan will have an expert health panel to help guide you through the ins and outs of enrolling yourself or a loved one into Medicare. Plus, the Healthy Choices Fast Vax mobile unit built by Hunter's Ambulance will be on site administering flu block flu shots covered by your insurance and administered by Hartford Healthcare at Home nurses. Open to the public, just bring your insurance card and ID. Tickets just $30, includes a delicious three-course lunch. Call 860-768-8550 to purchase your tickets. That's 860-768-8550. The Talk of Connecticut's and American Senior Benefits Luncheon Series with Brad Davis and Dan Lavallo, Tuesday, October 10th at Farmington Gardens, 999 Farmington Avenue in Farmington. More information at talkofconnecticut.com.
Getting your morning started with all the information you need. The Brad and Dan Show, the Talk of Connecticut.
21 minutes after the hour, and we are talking with a couple of nurses who really know what they're doing. The Healthy Choices Fast Vax Mobile Unit built by Hunter's Ambulance. You know, people are asking, "You, what do you mean, built by Hunter's Ambulance? Can you..." Get the mic over here. You're on radio. You can't talk without a microphone.
I could certainly answer that. So Hunter's Ambulance formed a partnership with Protein Sciences, and they took a limo bus, because they also have a limo company, and they gutted it out and designed it to be a full clinic inside. So there's tables for a waiting area. There's chairs for the people to come in and sit down and get vaccinated. There's everything you need.
Really?
Yes.
Is this the unit that's going to be at our luncheon on Tuesday?
Yes. And it's wrapped with wonderful messages about flu block. Yes.
Oh, that's fabulous. We didn't know that.
This is wild.
It has everything the nurses need to provide the shots to.
So the folks that come to the luncheon.
Exactly.
They'll have all these services.
Exactly.
Yes, and it comes with a limo driver who does our paperwork.
We're going to have a good luncheon. I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Be
a lot of fun.
This is really equipped then to the hilt, right,
yes.
Susan?
Yes, wow. Yes. And the unique thing about the program, it's a great collaboration with Hartford Healthcare at Home, who provides the nursing. And then we have a physician, Dr. Shahad Zaki from HealthMed Urgent Care. He's based out of Wallingford. And so we can take all kinds of insurances. So that's the beauty of the program, that it's a team effort with a lot of great support.
So all the folks have to do then is bring their insurance cards. That's it.
Yep.
We can handle it.
And hop on the bus.
Yep.
Gus.
And if they can't hop, if you can't hop on the bus, we'll come to you.
Now, Karen, this mobile unit is going to go to other places, too. It's going to be at our luncheon on Tuesday, but it's going to be making the rounds. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We have how many clinics? I know I have over 300. How many do we have?
We have a total of probably close to about 400 or 500. We've already done about 70 clinics.
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we've administered over 1,000 vaccinations.
Already. Yeah. Now, when they show up with their insurance card, et cetera, do they have to fill out any paperwork?
Yes, we do have to have a consent form, and it's through the consent form that we actually bill their insurance.
Now, that doesn't take a long time, does it?
No, not at all. And we have somebody on the bus who assists with it, so it makes it much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's terrific.
That's a great plus.
Yeah,
I didn't
really
know we're going to have a big bus and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
But a lot of folks that will come will be able to get all that taken care of
right
away.
Absolutely.
Go to the luncheon, have a good time, and learn a lot about flu block and also about Medicare, because that'll be a big topic of conversation.
You know, Dan, I never realized, but you're absolutely right. There are people, a lot of us love eggs, but there are a lot of people that can't eat eggs.
That's right.
I never realized that before, but it is. It's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So.
It is.
Well, yeah, and the unique thing about flu block is in our clinical studies that we did, it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine that the age population was done from 50 and older proved to be more effective. So it's a great vaccine for this population, you know, for people 50
key.
And older.
50 and older.
Yeah,
okay.
It's for everybody,
for everybody.
18 and older. But we did our clinical trial with 50 and older, and Dr. Ravim Isaacson will be talking about that at the Lunch and Learn.
Yeah, explain a bit more, because the doctor will be at the luncheon. Talk a bit more about that, Susan.
Yeah, so he's going to come and do about a 15-20 minute presentation on our clinical trial that we did, you know, back when it was a bad match. It was circulating. Everybody was talking about not getting the flu. It was a great flu shot. I mean, it was a great year for us to do our clinical trial because it showed that our vaccine was effective during this time that it was a bad match. And so he's going to talk about the study and you know, the importance of getting flu shots, getting your flu vaccine.
Well, these are all the things that you're going to have at the luncheon, and I'll give the telephone number in just a couple of minutes if you haven't made your reservations for next Tuesday. But you know something, and another group that has been with us, they started recently, and I'm very excited about what they can do, and that is Weather Tight Systems, okay? Now, right around the corner, we've got winter. We know that. Roofing, siding, windows, they do it all. But they are gutter experts. Now, what you're going to do, if you join them, you're going to receive $500 off a complete gutter helmet and helmet heat system for your home. But this is what they've also done, all for as low as $49 per month. You can have a new gutter system installed. No more ice dams, no more worries. That's right, never clean your gutters again. I had an ice dam. You have no idea what it cost me. This was a couple of years ago. No more. as low as $49 per month. All you have to do is give them a call, weathertitesystems.com. Okay? You call weathertitesystems.com and you'll learn a lot more, and you're going to be safe this winter.
Okay, the big luncheon coming up next Tuesday. Again, Susan, talk about FluBlock.
So FluBlock is a egg-free vaccine that has three times more the active ingredient. It doesn't have latex, no formaldehyde, no antibiotic. It's a pure vaccine, and it's proven to be very effective, especially with the population that we're going to be seeing at the Lunch and Learn.
And Karen, again, explain the relationship between Protein Sciences and Hartford Healthcare.
What we've done is we've hired nurses to work the clinics, and they're the professionals who take care of each client as they come in and give the shots. And what's great is the nurses love to do this, so it makes for a fun couple hours or fun day.
We're going to have all these things for you, my dear friends. At 11 o'clock, it's going to start Farmington Gardens out in Farmington, and it's going to be a very exciting luncheon and tremendous, a three-course lunch. That's right. Now, here's the telephone number to call to make your reservations, 860-768-8550, 860-768-8550. And we are going to present everything that you will need. We got tremendous speakers, and the winter is going to set in, and we'll have you all covered. That's for sure.
Karen, anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say thank you, Brad. I grew up listening to you. It's really been an honor to be here with you this morning. Thank you.
Susan.
And I feel the same. It certainly is an honor, and we're looking forward to going around the area offering FluBlock.
And by the way, where our luncheon is being held, Brad, for people who are looking for some kind of a reference point, it's near the Dunkin' Donuts right across the street from the driving range in that area. So people, if they're wondering, well, where on Farmington Avenue? It's in that area.
Near Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. So you can bring your golf clubs, go across the street and practice on your golf, and then come have our luncheon and get the FluBlock.
All right. All right. Coming up to 7:30. Don't go away. Don't go away. Jim Smith, Chairman, CEO, Webster Bank, retiring January 1st. Our next guest, he is here, and we'll be talking with him in just a couple of minutes.